Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your Best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend as we roll through this month of September. Mm-hmm. Before you know it, bow hunters are going to be in stands looking for that big buck. And then not much further than that,
yeah,
the general deer season will begin.
Indeed.
So it's just right around the corner.
Cool mornings already, too.
Nice. I tell you what, we're going to talk about the weather for sure later in the program. But our guest today is Texas Outdoors Journal whitetail editor Bob Zeglin. And it's amazing how big the Lone Star State is,
yep,
how time differentials occur on the rut. Mm-hmm. You know, various phases of the rut,
right?
And really what's taking place. So we're going to get an update from Bob Zeglin, plus we've got some outdoor news headed your way. So y'all do stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson and Harold Gunn, we do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And right off the bat, I want to say, thank God we have the outdoors in which to escape.
Yes.
This world is just continuing to amaze, confound, uh-huh, and frustrate. I mean, if what we've dealt with hasn't been enough already.
Oh, correct.
Then we find out if what's being reported is correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the corruption, the potential treasonous acts,
mm-hmm,
you know,
yeah,
that have taken place. And I don't care which side of the aisle you're on.
Right.
You wouldn't want what's been reported, if it's true,
uh-huh,
you know, to occur. The way COVID's being handled. No, we're not going to mandate. Yes, we're going to mandate.
Yeah, right. You know. Well, it's stressful times. But I have some good news, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
You know, last week I went down to Baja, California, to Ensenada.
Oh, you're going to brag about your outdoor experience.
It was a wonderful trip. I mean, it's the first trip I've had since February a year ago. The good part about it, though, Ensenada is a wonderfully clean town, great restaurants, wonderful people, a lot of safety precautions. I mean, it was a great trip. But I want to, first time in my life, say thank you to someone from the TSA. I didn't get the lady's name. Construction at Houston Intercontinental is a nightmare, a absolute nightmare. And so because of certain terminals that their check-ins are closed and stuff, I had to go to Terminal D, which is the international terminal, and then walk over to E, which doesn't have check-in anymore. Okay, so I go in, and I've got enough metal in me. When I walk through the rectangular walk-through thing, I'm going to set it off anyhow. But I got my luggage, went through it, got through that, set it off, and a lady was there, and she said, you need to use that other, I call it the roundy round, I don't know what it is, the big one where you hold your hands up and it circles around you, which is better for me. And so she let me through, she moved the barricades around, got me over there. There were 30 people lined up at it. She went, don't worry about it, walks up and said, this gentleman needs to go, put me in front of the line, gets me through the thing. Then she goes around, picks up all my luggage, says, I'll meet you over there at that counter, and takes my luggage over there and goes, have a nice trip. Right? And I'm going, wow, because usually they're giving you all kind of flack. It was just.
Did you get
nice.
Her name and badge number?
I should
have. She needs to be turned in.
Yeah, right.
Nobody. You should not get that kind of service.
It was great. You know, it was great. But just want to, you know, when somebody does something like that with manners, that makes a whole big difference.
Okay, all right, let's get to the point.
Yeah.
Why were you traveling? What was this about?
It was a Masonic event, a group that I belong to.
There you go.
And we generate money to get the children to the Shrine hospitals.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, and
good.
It was a great event, well attended and very successful.
Awesome. I was surprised because I knew you had this trip coming up and was looking at radar. But you said that the peninsula, I've never been to Cabo, is over on the Pacific side.
Correct.
I kept seeing this weather coming into the Gulf of California,
right,
you know.
Right. Thinking, yeah, you asked me about that. And weather was beautiful. Temperatures were mild, you know. Food was great. That's the place where I first discovered mango margaritas.
Uh-huh.
Made fresh with the pulp. And, oh, baby. Good stuff. Whole fried snapper. Garlic sauce. Oh, yeah.
Well, we did have some weather here in the Lone Star State.
Oh, indeed.
Hurricane Nicholas came in, and if you go back and look at the historical track, it kind of meandered once it made landfall down toward Matagorda.
Right.
Much in the same way that Harvey did as it moved up toward Houston and East Texas. And really strange event. I don't know about your house, but I was surprised at how many small limbs.
I slept through it. I'm still trying to get back on Central Time. And so I slept through all of that stuff.
Right.
You know? And I get up and I look over at my clock, which is off. And I'm like, huh? And so some of the clocks, I lost power at 4 in the morning. Didn't know I lost it till I got up. And my power was off about 7 hours. I walked out to get my paper. I'm going, huh? And all these limbs laying around out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Of course, we will, as we get into our outdoor report, let you know about the impact, certainly on the coast, as well as on some of the area lakes, the impact that Nicholas had. We've got a report from Parks and Wildlife of the game wardens post-Labor Day weekend. And they patrolled more than 2,500 hours to ensure boaters and anglers enjoy a relaxing wrap-up to the summer. With last year's sharp increase in water-related tourism and accidents, the agency took every precaution available to ensure safety to all visitors on the water. They contacted at least 3,770 vessels, and those that did not follow the law, 13 arrests were made, with 782 citations and warnings, up from 100 last year.
Wow.
Folks, what are you not doing right? Huh? Come on. Y'all are better than that.
You got to be safe out there.
No, that's, the ramp up in patrols and partnered with both education outreach programs led to the biggest success of the weekend, a 43% decrease in boating-related accidents and 50% decrease in open water drownings. Okay, that's a good number.
Correct.
That is a very good number.
Correct.
Dove season?
Yeah, right.
You know, kind of crazy. Weather-wise, as we look toward the end of September, And it looks like the old Farmer's Almanac is going to be right. They said there's going to be a cooler and wetter September.
Right.
And it's proving out to be that way. When we visit with you this time next week, we will have a better feel if, in fact, we can say goodbye, at least in west and northwest Houston, for the nighttime lows to be no longer in the 70s. They'll be in the 60s.
Yeah, okay? Right. I was wondering where you were going.
In the hill country and other places, it will be even cooler. And along the coast and down in South Texas, be a little bit warmer. But we're headed in the right direction.
Yeah.
You got any news or anything else besides your trip?
No, not really. No.
You need to take a nap?
I'm still not right. I mean, I've been sleeping like 11 hours a night for some crazy reason. So
okay, well, while we try to get more coffee in Harold, we're going to take
age.
A break.
It's an age thing.
Yeah, right. No, let's don't admit to that. We're going to be right back right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 44 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, the trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 44 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and more importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 44 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Hey, we are back. Talk about asleep at the wheel.
I'm having an effect on you.
Yes, you are. But want you to know this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. For months and months and months, we've been talking about thermal imagery for your firearms. And then when we had Clifford Cheadle on as a guest a few weeks back, he was telling us about the thermal imagery observation equipment that's available. And I've actually mentioned that to a number of friends because I keep getting these emails from people that have places out of Del Rio or Carrizo or, you know, down in the valley, and said, you know, hook this up, Bluetooth.
That's the thing. You stick it on the roof of your vehicle, Bluetooth it to your phone.
You can be looking for critters.
Or varmints.
Or varmints. Two-legged varmints. That's right.
Yeah.
And they went, really? I mean, in fact, quite honestly, I think that is probably one of the hottest things going, that application.
Right.
Not only to observe what you may be hunting, but, you know, what may be slipping through your property for your own safety.
This day and age, yes, indeed.
Yeah, absolutely. So here's the deal. Go to their website, check it out, thirdcoastthermal.com, and then give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574, and get safe.
Yes, I like that.
You know, I like that, too. I like that, too. What do our best bets look like?
I think, you know, you can set one of those things up in your kid's bedroom, too. I saw that. Okay.
Protective services would be called, you know,
probably.
I mean, or something.
Yeah. Anyway, check in the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday is rated as good, while this Sunday and Monday are our two best days of the week. Tuesday and Wednesday are two more good ones. Thursday and Friday slip to fair, with next Saturday plunging to poor. Next Sunday's another fair day. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin either side of a noon hour, continue until late afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game beginning to feed during the early afternoon hours, continuing to forage until the evening hours around sunset. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from mid-afternoon until the evening hours after sunset. On Monday, September the 20th, we will have a full moon. On the coast this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as Monday and Tuesday, we'll have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Wednesday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Thursday through next Sunday, another string of days with a double tide schedule each day. And did you notice I read all of that without my glasses?
Oh, really?
It's working. Yeah, the surgery's working. The brightness is driving me nuts.
Right.
But now I don't need glasses for anything anymore.
Good for you.
Hey!
Hey. A success story.
A success story.
A medical success story.
That's right.
Imagine that, you know?
I'm still paying for it.
And you will for a while.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's head to the outdoor report and stay on the coast. Here's the deal. A lot of folks will give you different reports, and particularly when it's on the coast. Uh-huh. But being able to read the water is so important. We just had a storm.
Okay.
Tides elevated. We had areas in the upper coast that got a lot of rain. Over in Louisiana, certainly a lot more rain.
Oh, yeah, bless your hearts.
Those folks over there are just, they must have a magnet for, for weather. But the bottom line is playing rising tides and receding tides and, wind direction. Those are all important to have fishing success. For example, over in Sabine, we know that the 9 inches of rain that they received over in that area have pushed fish into the marsh and bios on both the north and south end of the lake, and fish are schooling up. Look for bird activity to really start to pick up in the upper Texas coast area. Uh-huh. Trinity Bay, same thing, West Galveston Bay. Then offshore, when things settle down, state water fishing has been phenomenal. A lot of good fishing. West Matagorda, you've got a big bait hatch that supposedly occurred, and they've been pushed up. Redfish are certainly starting to school up, and fishing on the banks has continued to improve. In behind the barrier islands, we talk about Matagorda, St. Joe, Mustang, and South Padre. And, just some good fishing those mouths and cuts that lead to the back lake areas. Baffin Bay, fishing has been good for both redfish and trout early in the morning. And, again, as this temperature that Harold and I have been talking about moderates, that water temperature is going to drop. It's going to get even better. Port Mansfield, East Cut, continues to be the hot pocket, as well as the flats near the pass, producing good redfish. Out of South Padre, higher tides and winds that will help bring redfish up. Look for trout in deeper water in and around the channels.
Okay, checking our East Texas lakes, Caddo. Largemouth bass are good, working crankbaits, flipping jigs, buzz baits, wacky rigs and drop shots near creek channels and crossing points and trees. Conroe, the water level's risen after the rains from Hurricane Nicholas, so black bass are providing good early morning topwater action, transitioning from the main lake to the back of creeks as the day progresses. Look for schooling bass early, and there are large bass mixed in there. Fork, largemouth bass are good. Early morning bite is in water depths 2 to 5 feet using Z-Man chatterbaits. Lake of the Pines, crappie are good on minnows and jigs near brush piles, fallen timber, and deep creek bends and ledges. Big Lake Sam Rayburn. Largemouth bass are good on points and ledges using topwater frogs and in the grass lines using jigs. Schooling bass are good on crankbaits off the flats. Tyler, black bass are good on tubes, football jigs, crankbaits, and Carolina rig plastic worms near the points, flats, and brush piles. Belton, the water's beginning to cool down, and we should see fall fishing patterns coming soon. Black bass are good on blue-flecked Texas rig plastic worms, chartreuse swim baits, and bladed spinners. Palestine, largemouth bass are good working perch like crankbaits, shaky head jigs, drop shots, swim baits, working brush, flats, brush piles, and points. Richland Chambers, largemouth bass are good on drop shots, shaky head jigs, Texas rig plastic worms, and shad like crankbaits fishing near the points, docks, and rocky shorelines. Crappie are good on minnows near the bridge pilings, brush piles, and timber. Tawakoni, blue cats are good on fresh cut bait and live bait. Channel cats are good on punch bait and cut bait. White bass and hybrid stripers are good on swim baits, slabs, live bait near the main lake channel, flats, drop-offs, and humps. Texoma, striped bass are good on live bait along the river channel with some topwater action at sunrise. Whitney, water slightly stained, but that's okay. Black bass are good on blue or black Carolina rig plastic worms, diving crankbaits, bladed spinners, shaky head jigs near brush, timber, and rock ledges in 12 to 22 feet of water.
All right, heading to South Texas, out Del Rio way, where Amistad Reservoir continues to see summer fishing patterns. However, bass fishing has been good on the edges of vegetation in 12 to 15 feet of water using Texas rig worms, craws around the grass. Choke Canyon Reservoir. This reservoir has come up about 8.5 feet, folks. It's a little less than 17 feet low right now, but crappie fishing are excellent around the brush piles in 20 feet of water with jigs and minnows. Fish the trees in 20 to 30 feet of water using minnows or white jigs. Falcon. Black bass are best on the south end of the lake, up to 8 pounds, throwing deep diving crankbaits around the rocks in 10 to 15 feet of water. Brownwood, well, the waters begin to cool and fall fishing patterns are starting to show. Largemouth bass are good with perch like crankbaits, ground or green Texas rig plastic worms. Allen Henry, been a massive shad spawn on this lake as well, bringing the fish out to feed. Black bass, spotted bass, and largemouth bass are good using earthworms. Interesting. Shad spawn, but fishing good on earthworms. All right. hybrid stripers are fair on rattle traps on Coleman, chasing schools of deeper schools of fish, and they are preferring the silver color. How about the Hill Country?
Well, let's go to Big Lake Buchanan. Largemouth bass are good with blue, black, or purple Texas rig plastic worms, gray flukes, white swim baits, perch-like crankbaits, white-bladed spinners. Topwater plugs and plastic frogs are effective early in the morning. Striped bass are good along the river channel with live bait and topwaters early in the day. Canyon. Smallmouth bass are good on plastic grubs and small silver spoons along bluffs, rocky ledges, and rocky shorelines. Travis. Largemouth bass are good with red, purple, or black Carolina rig plastic worms, football jigs, shad-like crankbaits, bladed spinners around the docks, points, rock, ledges, and brush piles. Waco. Largemouth bass are good on topwaters and plastic frogs early in the day. Carolina rig plastic worms, shad-like crankbaits, football jigs working the timber, creek ledges, and the rocky shorelines.
All right, on the hunting scene, the North Zone dove season continues through November 12th. Central zone dove season through October 31, and south zone regular dove season will continue through October 31. Also, the early teal season will continue through September 26th, as will the Canada goose only season in the eastern zone. Plus, there's more to come, and that's the great thing. More and more seasons heading our way.
You betcha.
All right, you've been on or off the road?
Been on, but I'm a big fan of Kia and Hyundai. They're basically the same company, but they build great vehicles. And the big thing, too, what got people noticing them is their warranty, because you're looking at 10 years, 100,000 miles. And they stand behind this. They really do. And I was driving the 21 Kia K5 GT, which is a smoking hot four-door sedan. And just a tremendous performer. It's got a 2.5-liter turbo four-banger, but it's putting out 290 horsepower, made it to an 8-speed dual-clutch transmission. This one had 19-inch sport alloy wheels, sport-tuned suspension, quad-tip exhaust. Sounds really good. Panoramic sunroof, power sunshade. The GT Sport design steering wheel, paddle shifters. I mean, really, really a good performer. Certainly, a lot of safety that they build into these things. Forward collision avoidance assist, and also pedestrian avoidance, blind spot collision avoidance system, rear cross traffic collision avoidance, safe exit assist, lane keep assist, driver attention warning. It says,
boy, the way that people drive, every one of those are needed. Pay attention and put your phone down.
Yeah. I mean, the other day, I was driving down one of the freeways, and it seemed like everybody is zipping like over three lanes without signals. I mean, it's like every couple of minutes, here comes another one.
Yeah, but you know why you're zipping across those three lanes?
Why?
Because those idiots are gapping,
Yeah, right.
And they're not up to speed, you know.
That's right. Well, but if you had this vehicle, then you've got the touchscreen navigation, tell you where you're going, Bose premium audio system, memory driver seat, the outside mirror, forward collision avoidance. It's going to be really handy. Thing is neat. Very, very well equipped. Base, $30,000, loaded to the gills like this one was, including freight and handling, was 35. 27 miles per gallon average. That's 24 city, 32 on the highway. So you got a niche for a nice sedan. Check this thing out, the 21 Kia K5 GT.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Texas Outdoors Journal Whitetail Editor Bob Zeglin, he's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed. A partnership forged between Texas families and in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The Whitetail Blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Found this out, the Houston Hunters Extravaganza.
Uh-huh.
Savings over feeding protein.
Yeah.
3-to-1, you know, as a minimum. It's just amazing. Right now, you need to be feeding. You need to start getting the deer herd used to coming to your Fortified Cottonseed locations. Uh-huh. Because once we go through the rut and into the post-rut, when bucks are worn down, that's when they're really going to need it. That's right. When the mama's deer are going to need it, you know, as they're carrying does.
Yeah.
A lot of good benefits of feeding Fortified Cottonseed. For more information on Fortified Cottonseed blends, visit FortifiedCottonseed.com. Or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. And remember, Fortified Cottonseed is available at all Tractor Supplies.
And remember that raccoons and pigs don't mess with it.
Harold loves it.
I love that fact.
Yeah,
bet.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what. Great guy. We've been together for 30 years.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
No.
29.
Harold's been 29, but the first draft choice of Texas Outdoors Journal is Bob Zeglin. And I tell you what I've learned from the man, what we've all learned from him over the years.
Yes, right.
And what he's done for youth at South Texas Junior College with the two-year associate wildlife management program. Neat stuff. But he's really got his finger on the pulse of what's going on deer herd. Bob, coming out of last a somewhat dry winter, our hunting season, and then we had Winter Storm Uri. Did that have a negative impact on our whitetail deer herd?
Well, it sure did to a degree at that time. But Texas sportsmen, you know, all they've been through this year with COVID and everything else throughout the last 2 years, actually, are more than ready for some good news. And the fact that the deer season, I believe, looks very promising is pretty uplifting to everyone. But when you get back to Storm Uri, which is pretty rough, but not necessarily that rough on deer, that slow snow melt permeated the ground it really helped vegetation as far as sustaining water in the ground with low evaporation rates. Now, that was preceded by substantial and timely rainfall in May that continued throughout July and through the first week of August. It's starting to get dry now, okay, but basically we've had a wet spring, excluding April. And we all know, and it's been documented, and we believe that April is critical. This year's April was extremely dry. We were in a drought. But we really pulled through, that Mother Nature did throughout the fall preceding months, and that is prime time for antler development. We refer to as antlerogenesis, and basically antler size will be pleasantly strong this fall.
I have heard that on antler development, the fact that we had rains, timely rains through the summer months, allowed antlers to finish their growth as opposed to cutting short. Have you heard something similar?
Well, one concern I have with when we have wet Julys and August to a degree is the fact that deer will fail to return to the supplemental feeding that's provided to them.
Right.
Actually, they're going to gravitate to the native vegetation, some of which is not the strongest vegetation, but it tastes good. In other words, they're going to Whataburger and McDonald's instead of the hospital food. And bottom line is, we have a little drop in their nutritional plane, and that you know, always has an effect. But once again, native vegetation that they are utilizing, like kidney wood and Grand Haino and Southwest Bernardia and such, they are extremely digestible and very palatable to these animals. The only thing we're lacking this year for an incredible year is that weak April that we had to entertain or endure.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Bob, because it's such a big state, are we looking at the conditions pretty much the same across the state, or some areas better off?
Well, we had, actually, South Texas has been pleasant. I've been flying surveys, actually started conducting my surveys earlier this year for various reasons on some new landowners, and basically I'm seeing lush conditions everywhere in South Texas, all the way up into Sutton and Edwards County. Again, it's starting to dry out, but conditions are still are continually looking good. The Hill Country, very good. East Texas, I'm not too cognizant of how much rain they had, but they normally have plenty. But throughout the range of Texas, of deer in Texas, we've had some pretty good rains. I was filming deer up in near Crawford in the northeast of Amarillo about 4 weeks ago, really with one of a good friend of mine, and basically looking at some really outstanding deer. Appears that they've had adequate, if not more than adequate, rainfall, as their crops, even their dry land crops, were incredibly strong. And so, bottom line is, it's been pretty homogeneous across the state, Harold. I believe that we'll be looking at some an exceptionally good deer season.
All right, listen, we're up against we're up against the mid portion of the program. We need to take a break, so Bob, if you would hold on, folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Bob Zeglin right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Stephen Ebling. I'm a fifth-generation farmer. My family has farmed and run cattle on the same piece of ground for over 120 years. We raise Black Angus cattle, and then we grow cotton, wheat, cucumbers, and seed millet. You just get up and go to work, and you never finish. The nice thing about Capital Farm Credit is it's rooted in agriculture. When I call and I say, hey, I need this done, it's a matter of minutes, not a matter of days or weeks. We're doing our part, and together, we will get there.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
We continue our conversation with Texas Outdoors Journal whitetail deer editor Bob Zeglin. Bob, Harold asked a question trying to give an overall view of Texas, and as big and diverse as this state is, sometimes that's a real challenge to put a one-size-fits-all. But let's talk about the rut, and I know that the coastal prairies, sometimes that area, will see the rut begin in late October, early November. Hill country, I think Thanksgiving, of course, South Texas brush country, somewhere around December 15th, thereabouts. When you look at the different regions and the peak of the rut, you basically have to look at that as a unit and go through the different phase from pre-rut, rut, secondary rut, etc., right?
Yes. Yeah, you kind of plan your trips around that in reality, and your intention. For example, in South Texas, you were right around Thanksgiving in the hill country on the plateau, but basically in South Texas, you want to target your time frame of hunting or your the amount of hunting to be located in that mid-December period. But the problem is the rut is, the peak rut is the dynamic event that every sportsman would that relishes when they have the opportunity to see it. So they're always trying to spend as much time as possible to increase the probability of them seeing it. Because sometimes it lasts for a day, sometimes for an hour when that hyperactivity occurs, although there's still activity on both ends of that parabola. The point is, you want to get out there, you know, timing is critical. And we know based on in utero conception rates that of the impregnated does from past research when the rut actually does occur. And like in South Texas, you know, deer are breeding somewhere around Thanksgiving all the way through even into January in their second estrus cycles for those does that missed their first cycle. So, and the same is true for the hill country, even though the peak rut period is around Thanksgiving, you could still see bucks chasing or pursuing does upwards in the latter part of December simply because some does have not been bred. But that's basically due to the ratio of males to females.
All right. Let me shift over to hunting techniques. You've got a beautiful trophy room of animals that not only you but your wife and daughters have taken over the years. And back when I became interested in white-tailed deer, I remember there were different guides. I used to measure everything. We'd measure the diameter of the eye, you know, to try to determine mass. We'd measure the length of an ear, you know, to get some idea to determine tine length. And of course, even spread, depending on where the deer are located, will differ from one region to another. Any of the old school techniques like that, are they still valid, or have we gotten too sophisticated where we don't even use those anymore?
Well, the oldest technique in the book is experience. I mean, the more deer you look at, the better off you are at judging at them.
Right.
And that's the bottom line. In Mexico, when I'm in Mexico, those deer, they're growing beams that I've just, you know, 30-inch beams upon occasion, which are unheard of in my early career. I always shot the 25-inch beams as being significant, and those are the type of beams. And that rule will always stand out, that that beam will come out and extend to the point would extend out to the nose. And you know, when that happens, you're looking at a 25-inch beam. And if he has anything on top, like 4 points up, he's a 6-point deer on each beam, a 12-point deer, he's going to score very well. But you know, how well we can guess or estimate what a deer scores is really dependent on the individual place or the individual and the place that he practices or she practices on to know that deer herd very well.
Yeah, Bob.
And again, experiences it. Yeah, Harold.
Speaking of experience, let me ask you something, though, and I know you'll get the question. I'm not going to make it one, but in your years of experience, what are some of your favorite rifles and calibers?
Well, you know, I use the 270 for virtually ever, and when I started, and I still like it, the 25-06 is a great caliber, but my 270 has always been my go-to gun, mm-hmm. rifle caliber. And then when I started hunting northern game, moose, elk, grizzly, things like that, all the way up into the Canadian provinces, I shifted to the 7mm Magnum, which I load with 160 grain Nosler partition bullets, mm-hmm. which I feel are the best bullets on the market, personally, as far as holding together. And so those two calibers are extremely, or at least those are the ones I have used the most. And I have quite a few other calibers as well.
Sure.
And like I said, you know, it's not the rifle. It's not the person behind it pulling that trigger. It's how much it's how much effort they put into it, practicing in the field, on the bench, offhand, using anything they can for a rest,
mm-hmm.
Just little tools and techniques that they learn to experience.
Yeah, no one caliber is going to solve all your problems if you don't practice.
No, one of the biggest faults I've noticed when I used to guide and had a lot of hunters under one of my private operations where I managed about 250,000 acres in South Texas was the fact that if individuals had a problem with their shooting, they'd go to a larger caliber. In other words, I called that Band-Aids. That didn't cure anything. Actually, enhanced problems, augmented problems, basically because it created flinching problems.
Right.
And so, bottom line is familiarity with your gun, even if it's not a super good shooting gun. If it's shooting an inch and a half group at 100 yards, you'll harvest as many animals as a guy shooting 1 inch.
Sure.
That gets real nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, so when we talk about practice, mm-hmm. sometimes it's that situational practice,
sure.
Using shooting sticks or, Bob,
sure.
as you mentioned, getting a rest,
Or, like you say, learning how to shoot off your hind legs like a grown man, because I've had it happen walking to a stand.
Absolutely.
And walking to a stand, and there's the deer right there. Okay, so well, I'm out in the open.
Harold, you've got to take advantage of each situation.
Right.
They're not redundant. So, in other words, you're walking to your blind, and there's a buck there. Well, you can't pretend like you're going to go up in the tree now and get a rep or anything else.
Right.
You got to be prepared to perform, or you lose an opportunity that may be an opportunity of a lifetime.
Right.
That's why practice is critical.
You betcha.
Absolutely. We got off onto the hunting, which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
But I know you like to rattle, Bob, and use grunt tubes. In fact, that's when I was first introduced to a guy named Bob Zeglin. It was watching you and Gordon Eastman, with some rattling antlers. When's the best time to rattle?
Well, I'll have to pick South Texas again. That's where I love to hunt. Although the Hill Country and East Texas, I've hunted in all three regions, and even up in Amarillo area. But the tool itself, rattling, it puts hunting back into the hunt, and it's so enjoyable. And the fact is that anybody could do it with just a pair of antlers. That you're just rattling and learning, again, by experience, what you want to do, loud or low-volume type rattling. But if there's one thing I would change, and something I learned from Gordon, really, was one time we were filming deer, and basically I was rattling on the ground, wearing my hands out on the brush and that, as I make a lot of noise, which is critical, with the antlers scraping against brush and trees and that, when I suddenly saw Gordon grab a big old dead branch out of a mesquite tree, and he moved away from his tripod, and he started whacking away at the brush while I was rattling. And I'm telling you what, bucks started pouring in. So since that time, I've actually carried a little baseball-sized club with me upon occasion to wear out some brush. And I'm telling you, it's like people rushing to the sound of an ambulance or a crash. That excitement lures them in, and that noise actually augments their interest in that subject.
Folks, there is so much information on hunting and white-tailed deer management from this gentleman. Bob, your contribution each month in Texas Outdoors Journal is certainly one of the high points for any of our subscribers and readers. Folks, you ought to pick up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal and become better informed and pick up on some of these tips. Bob, we appreciate you joining us today, and stay safe in your travels, okay?
You betcha. You guys take care. Take care, Harold, and we'll be looking forward to the next time.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Bob. Friends, there's more Texas Outdoor News coming at you right now.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest-standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Okay, I got a group of Ducks Unlimited banquets on the 23rd of September. Lake Ray Hubbard chapter in Royce City, the Baytown chapter in Baytown, the San Antonio chapter in San Antonio. For all of those, just check ducks.org. September 23rd, South Plains National Wild Turkey Federation banquet in Lubbock. That's NWTF.org for that one. 8th Annual West End Anglers Kidfish Tournament, West End Restaurant and Sandbar, Sea Isle, Galveston. For information on that one, go fishwestend.com. September 25, Northwest Prairie, Cypress Area, Ducks Unlimited, again, ducks.org. And also the 25th, the Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Decatur. Check it all out, and then go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted, and the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place, and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike Forage Oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike Forage Oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike Forage Oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike Forage Oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at PlotSpike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
Plot Spike is available at Tractor Supply.
And do remember, by the way, Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider for Texas Outdoor News. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, more. Fantastic product. They charge with a USB cord or any light source, not just the sun. And miraculously, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, they can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So, for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products. Free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, that's 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
I want to thank our guest today, Texas Outdoors Journal Whitetail Deer Editor Bob Zeglin. Read his words of wisdom every month in the magazine. Pick up a copy on newsstands or go to texasoutdoorsjournal.com and get yourself a subscription. Next week, Mike Sutton, Getaway Lodge.
Ah.
Hey, big waterfowl season is not that far away.
You bet.
And they've got a great cast and blast. We're going to be previewing that for you.
Wonderful. Do remember that we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check us out online, TexasOutdoorNews.com. We archive all of our shows there. So you can go, what was that information? Well, you can just look up the date and play it, okay? We're also on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and iHeart and Apple CarPlay, all that stuff. Like us on Facebook, helps build the audience, okay? And in the meantime, do remember, please, whether you're on the water or out there in the field, you be safe out there. So you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.